Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome. I was trying to say welcome a lot, but now it started coming out. Sounds like I'm Miss Pac-Man, like walk. Anyway, welcome each and every one of you to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation points. I am an HBCU graduate, master summa cum laude, and also, you know, undergraduate HBCU. Yeah, that's me. You know, some little things. Some backbones of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. You know, one of Brooklyn's own finest. You know, LSO is in the building. And LSO is an author, the author of the product line of 3 self-published erotic books and also 1 inspirational book, which just dropped on October 20th. So, you know, I'm not just erotica. I'm more than just erotica. I'm inspirational and empowerment as well. And, you know, I do spoken word writing, and I'm an actress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do a little things. Hashtag love yourself organically. LSO was told to do big things, so hashtag I'm holding on to that statement and doing whatever comes to mind. If I think it, I can do it. I just need to put my mind to it. Oh, hey, go LSO. I was just talking, and look how that just flowed out. But I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treats Show, one of my babies, and I so love it. LSO ignites your soul to surrender, to enjoy the known and the unknown, all your senses captivated, and you're loving it. Why? Because you was waiting to unleash whatever you had tied down. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth. The escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So, are you ready for tonight's show? If not, you better get ready, because listen, tonight's topic is women versus men, the unjust stereotypes. I need y'all to call in, text, email, smoke signal, give me your opinions and be a part of co-hosting so that, you know, we want to hear what you have to say. These are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to tune in and to confess your research. Why? Because we, you know, it's part of the conversation. We want to hear what you have to say. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, call in with your answers. And remember, thinking may be necessary, but don't worry. LSO has the paddle and whip in her collection, so bat out. There you go. But, you know, LSO don't do this by herself. She has a rider with her. He comes all the way from the shy over the waters, and bam, he's right here with the L to the S to the Izzo. We have D. Smith in the building. Yeah. Get it, D. What? Get it, D. Come on. Get it, D. What? Get it, D. Come on. Hey, D.
What's good? Treats, how you doing, baby girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I am awesome. Welcome, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in again. We definitely appreciate you guys, man. Thank you guys for jumping down. Thank you for everybody who tuned in and commented in the group. So guys, give us a call, and let's go ahead and get this conversation going. Y'all know how it is, man.
Yes, 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 yes. I am so ready. This is going to be so interesting because it's us versus them or them versus us. Or, you know, just hearing the opinions of people and, you know, what they have to say in reference to certain things. And, of course, you know, LSO did not do her homework. She didn't answer not one question or at least start to answer them. Why? That's just what I didn't do. I mean, no particular reason, you know. But that's okay. This is what the show is for. You hear the transparency in all of the answers. And we just have conversations. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. It's my opinion. Respect my opinion. It's your opinion. We respect your opinion as well. So, oops, I said the wrong thing, because it's not us versus them. I'm sorry. I gave you all the wrong question. I'm like, that's not the title, because I'm looking at it right here. I didn't change it down at the bottom. It's thankful in all things. Gratitude goes a long way.
Okay, that sounds a little different. You see,
that sounds much better, right?
We do a part.
No, we didn't do a part two. I actually erased that accidentally, that whole show. I actually erased it.
What?
So, yeah, I know. Instead of me, when I created the new show, I usually do a save as, close it out, and open up the new show, and then, you know, revamp. I just started automatically typing over it, and in doing that, saved it, and I saved over the show. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can always create a new one whenever. So,
okay.
But
so,
the real topic for tonight is thankful in all things, gratitude goes a long way. That's the real topic for tonight.
Amen. It definitely does.
So you ready? You ready, D?
Well, I am ready.
You ready? Ooh. The first question is, what life experience / challenge, be it good or bad, have you had that you're grateful for? And what did you learn? Okay, so in the group, we had a young lady put, trusting everything people say. Well, you know what Maya Angelou say, you know. Another young lady put, being diagnosed with blood clots in June 2022 and then finding a doctor who went deeper to find out I have a blood clotting disorder. That's very powerful because, you know, blood clots can kill you and kill you almost immediately, killer of pressure and strokes. So, you know, you got to be very, very careful with that. Another young lady said that moving – excuse me, I'm sorry, what you said?
No, I was just agreeing with you about being careful with that because those silent killers and all things like that, man, people be dropping dead and be feeling just fine.
Yeah. So listen to your body. Your body will tell you – it may not tell you exactly what is going on, but your body will identify that something is not right. So now it's on you to do the legwork to find out what it is. And if you feel that something is not right, go somewhere else and get the help that you need. Because a lot of people have been either misdiagnosed or a diagnosis was overlooked. Because, you know, no one looked further. So you have to be your number one advocate in your health. If it's not right, it don't feel right, keep going, keep digging until you get it right. We want you here for as long as possible. And if some things can be avoided just by doing just a little bit more. Just a little bit more does work. A young lady put that moving away from what was always familiar gave me a better mental health. Now, that right there, that's when you you step out on faith and or, you know, willing to change. And sometimes, well, not sometimes, it's said that in order for you to get comfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. So if you put yourself in an uncomfortable position, eventually you will conform to that position and you'll know how to maneuver in that position and you can grow from being in that position. But the key thing is you first had to be uncomfortable. So sometimes you have to do those uncomfortable things in order to get in life what it is you want. And no one is going to give you anything. Or if they give it to you, it's going to come with a price. But if you go out and get it yourself, ta-da, that's all on you. Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Another young lady put the ability to recognize the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm.
So, Dee Smith, we're going to ask you that same question. What life experience / challenge, good or bad, have you had that you're grateful for, and what did you learn?
Well, for those of y'all who've been kind of following, y'all know my divorce has been a very big catalyst for, you know, who I kind of become or return back to or evolve to or however you want to look at it. So much I learned about loss. I learned about gain. I learned so much about timing. I learned about foresight. I learned about the power of being alone and by yourself. I learned the value of taking time out for myself to just be in my thoughts and to analyze myself properly, you know, not to give yourself outs, you know, like to be honest with yourself with certain things. I've learned to be more open and honest with other people about how I feel and what I'm going through. I've learned to use my voice a lot more. You know, before a lot of people, I didn't notice that I wasn't using my voice as much as I should. Even though I was using it, coming out of divorce gave me a good space to start from, to start regaining my voice and starting to learn how to use my voice again. You know, being able to speak my mind, being able to articulate how I feel, being able to analyze myself to a point where I can analyze what's happening to me from multiple angles. So it's very difficult for people to pull bullshit on me. Well, let me not say that. It's a little harder. It's a little harder than it used to be. So, yeah, I'm definitely grateful for all of that. Because it's definitely given me lenses and different filters in which to see the world. Hello?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. Hold on. We're going to connect Dee Smith. Dee Smith is back. We both got kicked off. I was like, dang, we just started and we already get kicked off.
I know, right?
What
blog talk hating like that?
I don't know. You made me forget all what I was saying.
We're talking about being grateful for health and appreciating health and taking care of self. And No, we wasn't. I had just finished my comment. I'm sorry.
Right, you just finished your comment, and I was responding to you in your comment. Oh, when you were saying about your voice. When I became a woman of a certain age, actually like 11:59 before my birthday. It was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But then at the stroke of 12, I had this newness. I can't really explain it, but it was like this high, this vibrant, like, type, I'm grown now. Not that I haven't been grown for a very long time, but it hit me, and it made me think about it when you had said about your voice. During that time, I would use my voice in silence. But in using my voice in silence, people misinterpret things, and things
so
can go.
So explain that. How are you using your voice in silence?
Because silence, for me, is louder than when you're actually talking. Because now people are left to believe whatever it is they want to believe, or they ask the question and answer the question, and you can just sit there and not say anything, but then eventually they'll pick up on it, and they may start responding based on how you are gesturing. And they can see that you're recognizing their bullshit, as you call it. And sometimes they'll stop, or sometimes they'll dig a hole a little bit deeper.
Okay, makes sense.
In that, I appreciate, because I too have found a voice in being boisterous and also a voice in being silent. But one of the challenges that I still face is like my mom's death. Now, because she had dementia, I now can talk to family and friends about it. And they come to me asking, like, for instance, this weekend was my uncle's birthday, and I got a chance to dance with him and had a good old time dance with him. So I wore him out. He had to go somewhere and sit down. And not only did he sit down, he actually went to sleep. But due to my age, and she was like, I want to dance. And I was like, come on. So then I danced with my aunt. Then she's like, oh, I feel like I'm going to fall, but I still want to dance. I was like, okay, so I'm going to hold you. She was like, okay. So we doing a little two-step or whatever. But I seen her in her demented state. And I watched my cousin, how she saw her mom in that demented state. And I talk to my cousin often in reference to it. And I'm, you know, glad I could be of some form of encouragement to her, but had I not experienced it firsthand, I wouldn't have been able to tell her anything, or I would not have probably been able to dance with my aunt or anything, because I had no exposure to it. But because I had firsthand exposure to it with my mom, you know, it was like, wow, you know. So that was a kind of a bad experience, but yet good. Because
you said something really key.
Me now, how to do with my aunt.
Okay, you said something really key about using your voice through silence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's really, really important to learn, because that's something that I learned. Is that just because you have a voice, part of having a voice is learning when it's worth using. You know, and learning when it's worth saving your voice. You know, everything is not meant for you to respond to, and silence is a response.
True.
You know, silence is a response. Silence speaks much louder than words do, I think, in some cases. You know, I can remember times when me and, you know, somebody would, you know, maybe fall out, have a disagreement, and I don't block people. I don't do that block stuff. I leave you unblocked, so that way you understand that the path is still open, but I'm making a choice not to use it.
Right.
So rather than you know, accepting the fact that I'm not communicating with you, you have an open line of communication. It's still there. But I won't waste my energy putting anything towards it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's more advantageous to me to save my energy. I could block you, but for what? Anyway, why do I have to change me for you? You know?
Exactly. And also, in your silence, you don't have to worry about apologizing for either saying the wrong thing or using the wrong tone because you didn't say anything.
Yep.
So you don't have to regurgitate any words or put negative words or hard-hitting words into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That will definitely save me from
the day.
That will definitely save me from putting forth extra energy that you don't need to put forth in situations. That might make the situation worse, actually. So being silent and deciding that, you know what, I'm going to hold my energy, I'm going to keep it to myself, also puts people in the tailspin because they want to get you to say something. They want to get you to react.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you have people around you that are being negative or people around you that are poking at you, sometimes the best thing is to be silent and to be still.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and let them tear themselves down.
Yep. And two of the things I do, one of the things is, okay, or I just smile. Just smile. And smiling can be a good thing as well as a bad thing. Smiling can cut like the sharpest knife in your drawer, especially when you're cutting through somebody BS. And they know they BSing and they think they're getting over on you. And you just sit there and just smile because now they don't know if that's a happy smile or what that smile means or if it's a smile behind tears or if it's a smile that sneaks. They don't know anything. All they know is that you're smiling and it's like, oh, no, what's coming next? But
sometimes I smile when I'm mad. Sometimes I smile when I'm mad. Right, when I'm pissed. Sometimes I just smile. Huh?
But my thing is, when I do that, that's the calm before the storm. Like, for me, you have a better chance if I'm arguing with you. But in an argument and I get silent, that's where the problem lies. That's when you really need to back up off of me. Because what may come after that is probably not going to be good. But we had some messages come in. One says, we appreciate the work you've done on yourself, D. Smith, and we thank you for sharing your story to help others.
Then it says, cool.
I used to be a doormat in my youth. When I hit 24, I decided I'm going to always speak my mind. Now people are like, well, damn. And I'm like, yeah, thought so. I'm not who you're used to me being. I'm not who you're used to me being. Then another one, it says, I can relate to dementia. It's a very unfair disease, hard to watch, and it makes you feel helpless. I took care of my grandmother for 7 years. Not easy at all, but it allows you to help others, and people don't understand how horrible of a disease it is. I salute you. Thank you. That disease is such a horrible disease because, like, even watching my aunt, she lost so much weight. And when my niece and I, we were talking about it, I was like, you know why? Because dementia, it begins taking over pieces of your brain. So it takes over the brain to tell you that you're hungry or that you need to eat. So people with dementia can go a very long period of time without eating and not even feeling hungry because their brain is not giving the body the signals that it needs to eat. So in turn, the person loses weight. But of course, with hereditary, the hips and the butt is still there with my aunt. So that part didn't go anywhere. And then another message says, I'm learning not to give things my energy, but people be trying it, yo. Oh, yeah. People will try you.
Mm-hmm. Man,
and
look.
They only can get as far as you allow them. Easier said than done, yes. But the point is, if you start stopping people in their tracks, there's nowhere for them to go. There's nowhere for them to go. And if you start pulling people on their bullshit, like, you know, I don't want to hear it. I can't business with that right now.
You definitely
have
to.
It's okay to tell people you don't want to hear it. Very much okay.
You have to learn to really manage yourself and be okay with just managing yourself. It's so hard to control, and you can't control nobody else but you. And, like, one of the things that I've learned, especially this year, this is just let go and accept certain shit when it's out of your control. When it's out of your control, it's best, for me, what I do is once I see that something is out of my control, I immediately accept it. Immediately. And I try not to think about that part of it anymore because I can't do anything about it. And it won't do anything but stress me out, replaying it in my head over and over again. It's going to build up anxiety. It's going to build up a lot of negative energy that I then have to figure out what to do with. And it'll come out in other places in my life that could compromise other things that are going well. So that's why it's important for people to understand you can only control you. You know, if somebody else woke up on the wrong side of the bed, accept that they woke up on the wrong side of the bed and let them be. You know, sometimes people go through shit and they just look for the path of least resistance. That could be a coworker showing up saying something at the wrong time. That could be a family member calling you at the wrong time. That could be, you know, you bumping into somebody at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people be going through shit and they'll take it out on anybody. And you might be that person. Sometimes, sometimes you have to be able to not take things personal in order to move forward in the best route. You know, you take little things personal all the damn time, you'll be fighting some of everybody. And then they'll take you out of your sphere. You know what I'm saying? So you can't return back to your sphere, you know, with fucked up energy. So don't leave it for fucked up energy. You know what I'm saying? It really does need to be focused on. Like, I literally think about that. Like, do I want to give my energy to this? You know, how would I get this energy back? If I start thinking negative, how will I bring myself back to a more positive stance? So you got to be careful with who you let in your circle, who you let in your space, who you let in your ear, what you're paying attention to, what you're giving your energy to online. All of that shit plays into just snatching energy from you. So if you're not paying attention and aware of that, you'll find yourself feeling all types of shit, you know, based off of what you're intaking outside of you.
Yeah, I got to work on that. what I'm feeding my energy to, because it's just sometimes you get overwhelmed. Even though sometimes I know I cannot control something, I still try to control a piece of it instead of me removing myself from it and just control what I have control over, and that would be the part that I play. Because sometimes it can consume you and take you out of character. And it's unfortunate, but the reality is this is what it does. A message came in and says, only people who can departmentalize can do that, D, or maybe I'm not there yet. I want to be, but not yet.
Sometimes it's hard, man.
I can departmentalize things. I'm like, it gets me so frustrated that I'm like, no. I got to say something. I got to
That's
how I be.
Yeah.
And then if I don't, I feel the pressure brewing. Mm. So because that pressure is there, it's like forcing me to say something.
Yeah.
Now, that can be good or bad.
I can't hold it.
But right. It has to come out. Because it works on your pressure. It changes
it works on my
your
mental.
Attitude.
Yeah, it makes me wonder why did this person. It makes me the way I think. Like I'm always trying to figure out why some shit happened. Because I'm of the mind frame that, you know, when you see something, it came from somewhere. So when somebody says something to you, that thought came from somewhere within them. You know what I'm saying? If you see a car accident, mm-hmm. that car came from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So. Everything comes from something, you know. So I have to always be aware that I need to manage what's coming out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because once you do something or say something, most shit you can't take back. You know what I'm saying? Can't take back. Like, you know, if you act out of impulse, you know, like, oh, fuck, what you gonna do? And before you know it, it's done, and it's like, oh, what the fuck did I do? You know, what did I do? Yes, I didn't need to do that. That was overkill. That was, you know, and then you're the one left looking like an idiot because you overreacted to something or you didn't, you jumped out of your body. And even if you're provoked, even when you're provoked, like to me, jumping out of my body is the last resort. I want that to be the last resort. Because if I ever end up on the news, if I ever end up in the newspaper, the people that know me, I want them to understand that a point was reached. You know, if you know me, you know that's the last thing on my agenda is to go out here and be on some fuck shit. So if I end up in some fuck shit, know that there's a very logical story behind that shit. You know, because I can only control
y'all. Y'all hear that, right? Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Another message came in and says, I don't like people BS. It's best I speak on it for their sake. Because if not the littlest thing they do or say, and I don't check it the first infraction, I'm spazzing. Yeah, you have to pick and choose. I agree with you 100%, but sometimes you have to pick and choose even when you address things when they happen, because if you're addressing something like in the midst of a bunch of people, or even if you try to whisper it to the person or pull them to the side, the atmosphere of everything that's going on with you addressing something at that particular time may blow it mm-hmm. up into something bigger. So you have
yeah,
to
know your audience
when you actually spaz out. Now, not
that's
not
what I was saying about timing.
Right. I'm not saying not to address the issue. But pick and choose when and how you address the issue so that when you address the issue, it's diffused and it's diffused from the base. As opposed
and another
to
thing
you address
too.
The issue and you add fuel and now it's a wildfire.
And here's
so,
another thing too.
You know,
because you can't account for what other people do, you can only account for yourself. And that particular situation, like I said, you want to spaz out. Maybe the person does deserve it. Say they do. You spaz out in front of people, you've created a more hostile situation because now you present to the audience. You know what I'm saying? Which is mm-hmm. automatically going to make somebody feel fronted off. You know? And you're not sure how they may react because sometimes we'll inject something, you know, kind of prematurely, just out of impulse. And it'll cause the other person to flare up, which then causes us to double that. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? So it escalates really, really, really quick. Like you'll come in there on some hostile shit, say something to somebody, and then trigger them, and then they double up on you, and you double up on them. Before you know it, you got a situation that's blown out of control, and, you know, cops got to be called.
Right.
You know, the last thing you want to do is be sitting up in the cell. The last thing you want to do is be sitting in the cell trying to figure out where you went wrong. It's not a good. It is
exactly.
not a good feeling. It ain't a good feeling.
And I'm sure you
probably
find out wrong at that point. But some more messages came in. Then of course, y'all, we already been talking for 36 minutes. We ain't played one song.
Damn.
But let me read this message. Get the next question going. Play some music. The messages that came in, it says, no, what about the people thinking they slick, saying and doing stuff? I play stupid very well and give mofos a lot of rope. I'm watching them and their behavior, and then I'm popping off. No. The part you can control is you. You know that they BSing. Like my mom always say, they may get by, but they don't get away. Let them say they slick stuff. Let them do they slick stuff. It's okay. What you control is you, how you respond to them, because they're going to say it and do it either way. Either way, they're going to say it and do it. But if you ignore them, who are they talking to? And eventually their audience, who they are talking to or faking for or doing whatever it is for, is going to realize that it's all bullshit. They are.
Let me
hang themselves.
Yeah, let me give a quick example before we go to break, real quick. I had a situation where me and a person fell out, and rather than this person keeping it between me and them, this particular person decided that they wanted to spread the energy in hopes of triangulating me. And what ended up happening was because, and trust me, I wanted to react, but my rule of thought was, don't. Stay silent. Stay silent. Let other people's actions speak for them. And when you compare and contrast actions, it's overwhelmingly easy to see where the issue is. So sometimes you just sitting back, containing yourself, letting whoever do whatever they're going to do, let them do it, and you retain your energy. And you just watch that person burn bridge after bridge after bridge around you, trying to fuck with you, trying to get you out of your space, trying to get you out of your energy, trying to get you out of your sphere. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's best to just sit back and let them burn themselves.
Yep. Exactly. Well, one more message was in. Where you disrespect me is where you're getting disrespected, period. I feel better. And then it says, I'm meeting energy with energy. All that is fair to say, because my mom would say, like, if we misbehave, where we misbehave is where we get our popping. Like, and so if you're in a store, you want to show out in a store, you're going to get a whooping in the store. We're not waiting till we get home. But, again, you still got to be mindful of how you respond, even when you're disrespected. Sometimes you got to turn that other cheek. But just because you turn the other cheek, you may have turned the half quarter just to diffuse it in that moment. But then when you come around, that other 75% later on, then you can pop off. So I'm not saying not to, but I'm just saying pick and choose. Again, don't get out of character. Don't let people steal your energy. Don't let people steal your joy. And do what's right for you. But if you feel that's what you need to do in that moment, just know that there's other consequences that's going to come behind it, be it good, bad, or indifferent. When, in actuality, you can diffuse something for the moment, for the sake of everything, and then you can pick it back up when it's just you and that person. And sometimes everybody don't need to know that you're about to pop off on somebody. Everybody don't need to know that. And your people, real people, or people who know you, or people who can see into a situation, they'll see it and know that the other person is lying or is bullshit, and it means nothing.
Yep.
So sometimes you don't even have to address it. Like you said,
you sure
they'll
don't.
Hang themselves, and they'll burn their own bridges just by
save your energy,
doing
man.
The same.
Save your energy.
Use that energy for something worthwhile and something
and
you enjoy.
You don't want to sink down to somebody else's level. And I know it's easier said than done, and I know it's like cliche to say, but it's really, really true. Because when you find yourself acting out like a fucking monkey, screaming and yelling and cussing people out and ready to fight in the streets and all this other shit, you only feel stupid afterwards. It should make you feel dumb when you end up giving your energy to somebody that really wasn't worth your energy in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And Lord forbid, if they recorded you, now you're going to be on World Star.
Oh, you're going to be on Instagram. Now everybody wants to see how you done cut a fool and all this other stuff.
And they're like, oh, they got a filthy mouth. Or, oh, they this. Or, oh, they that. And sometimes when you replay back that energy that you gave off and you look at it, and you're like, oh, that is so not me.
Yeah, I could have kept that.
Don't have to go back and question yourself about how you responded to something because of how someone else dished something out. So just be mindful. So that's all I'm saying. But, of course, you got to place the music. You got to place the music. When we come back, we're going to come back with the question, what are some things that are that you are continuously grateful for? Now, tonight we're going to hear the very first song. We're going to hear some music tonight. And I want y'all to text me and, you know, let me know, text, call, email, not call, text, inbox, whatever. Let me know what you think of this song. And we're going to bring the person back. Now, I'm going to tell you if it's a guy or girl. We're going to bring the person back afterwards before we go into the next question. So do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pain. I know it's coming. I'ma hustle day and night, cause don't nobody owe me nothing. Everybody treat you like an average human being when you ain't showing money. Put it on my mama, I'ma light a fire like a light in a toast oven. When I make it, you gon' try to say you was there for me when I know you wasn't. Hey, when you keep hearing my name, see me buy a nice thing. We gon' see how you change, but it's gon' be too late. I swear I've been tolerated disrespect just cause I ain't have a choice. People take advantage of the fact that you're broke, take away your voice. They talk about people they don't even know that they special. But it takes for you to have money for them to respect you. It's crazy how people you love are just really neglect you. Yeah, that's stressful. But when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I bow, keep that same energy. Don't change it out, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. Yeah, when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I bow, keep that same energy. Don't change it out, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. I got a scar on my spirit. People I thought had me didn't. Soon as y'all see me winning, I don't want y'all in my business. I know y'all don't see the vision. I know y'all gon' try to switch it. Y'all know y'all ain't care if I did it. I know y'all ain't gon' admit it. When you run out of options, they gon' treat you like their way. Anything you say, they gon' downplay everything to your bread straight. I just wanna see your face when you see me living like I always wanted. I ain't never gon' forget the days when you treated me like I ain't nothing. No. Before you get money, they play you like you wasn't serious. Don't look at me different when you see me getting the millions. I put it on God, I'ma get it, I want you to witness it. I know you ain't feeling it, but when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I bow, keep that same energy. Don't change it out, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. Yeah, when I'm on, keep that same energy. Yeah, when I bow, keep that same energy. Don't change it out, keep that same energy. Let's see how much you love me when I pop up with some money. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Night, creeping with any other girl, cause you're the 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I could still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the size of an Emmy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Welcome back, everybody. I know y'all like my singing, and I know my cousin is probably listening, and she's going to be like, no, what did I tell you? You know, she be getting on me, telling me don't sing and stuff, but I know I can sing. I got good vocals. But anyway.
She's telling you right. She's telling you right. Listen to your cousin.
Really, Dean? Really?
Shout out, cuz. Keeping it real with her.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the very first song we played tonight was called Dog by a young lady called Denasia. And we actually have Denasia on the line now. So we're going to talk to her quickly, you know, get up in her business for a minute, and then we're going to go back into our questions. So,
yeah.
3552. Neja, our neighbors in fields and our neighbors in fields.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Congratulations. We are doing well. Congratulations on your first single, and thank you for letting LSO Treat Show be the first to drop your single and also give you the interview. So we are most definitely honored that you actually gave us the music and also came on. So tell us a little bit about yourself real quick.
Well, I'm a Brooklyn-born singer, Clinton Hills, Brooklyn, to be exact. Shout out Clinton Hills. I've been singing all my life. I'm a songwriter. Every song that you're going to hear from me has been written by me. I just put my soul and my heart into my music, and I'm just finally glad that the world can, the world can finally listen to it, and I can share myself with everybody.
Well, I thank you for sharing with us. So what is your next project? What is something else that you're working on?
My next single is called Don't Take. It's a little song that I wrote for my husband, just to let him know that, I love him and I don't want to leave, So y'all should look out for that in November 27th.
Okay, so album that you're composing now with all your singles, is it based on, life experiences? Or where do you get your inspiration from to write the songs that you are writing?
Well, I pull inspiration from, the world that we live in. I pull inspiration from, my inner circle, my family. I've seen many of women go through things. So, I just write about these issues that women are going through that they don't really want to say out loud. So it's like, you can't say it, so I'm going to say it for you. So in life, I've been through a lot of stuff. So I feel like pen and paper, it goes well together.
You know what? As an artist as well, but not a singing artist, but I like the way you phrase that, pen and paper goes well. It really does. Pen and paper give you an out. It allows you to express yourself freely and without any flaws in reference to it, because you can get it all. You can get it all out. You can get it all out in one paragraph. You don't have to add periods. You don't have to do anything. Again, congratulations. Dee, do you have anything you would like to add?
I just want to say keep up the good work. That single is dope as hell.
And
we'll definitely be on the lookout for the next single, man. So congratulations to you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys for having me.
You're so welcome. But before you leave, just tell everyone how they can get your music and what they can do to help you. And give us some information.
You could catch me on Facebook. Not really on Facebook, but Instagram. My Instagram is Forever Denasia J. That's Forever DenasaJ. Just one word, no capitals, no spaces. TikTok, you can find me at Harmony311. And you can download my music on Apple Music. So applemusic.com/DenasiaJ. That's capital DenasaJ, capital J. No spaces, and Spotify under the same name.
Okay, well, great. We'll be looking forward to doing that. I'll also put that information in group two, so we can just pop it all up. And I don't know how the ratings or anything work for that, but we'll see what we can do. Lola says, listen, let's go and blow her up. This young lady poured her heart out, gave us some new music. Let's do what we do, Lola says. Nasia, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. I hope you continue listening to the show. And if you have any input, please feel free.
Thank you, Nasia.
Thank you. I'll place you back on hold. You're welcome. Okay, when we left off with the question, what are some things that you are continuously grateful for? In the group, we had a young lady put the doctor who saved my life in June 2022, young lady, friends like chocolate, that would be me, a gentleman, life and my daughter, another young lady, the connection I have with great people, the connection I have with God. And D. Smith said, life and my family. Do you have anything else to add to that, Dee, or are you good right where you are?
I'm grateful for clarity. I'm really grateful for clarity. you know, some of the things I went through in my life kind of made me feel like I wasn't thinking straight, kind of made me feel like maybe my thought process or my mechanics were not valid or were not relevant. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. It's the furthest thing from the truth. And through being in the fog, like, I know what clarity is. You know what I'm saying? And what it feels like to really hit an epiphany. You know, what it really feels like to say, okay, wait a minute. Okay, wait. Okay, I am seeing this right. You know, this does make sense. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that. Like, my faculties are working and operating properly. You know, this is what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about letting people take your energy. You know, when you allow people to siphon energy from you, they could throw your mind into a whole different place too. You know what I'm saying? And that messes up your clarity. That fogs your clarity. When you intake other energy, that clouds your energy sphere, that clouds your mind, that clouds your thoughts, corrupts everything, and before you know it, you're not thinking properly. Or your clarity to make certain decisions gets really, really impaired. So I'm very, very grateful for having a sound mind and having clarity, you know, through my thoughts.
Okay, I hear you. LSO, what are some things that you are continuously grateful for? The ultimate thing I'm continuously grateful for is being on the wake-up list each and every day.
Yes, amen.
Even with pains and sometimes not feeling well, I turn that into a praise, because for me to have pains in my knee and my shoulder, that means I still have my knees, still have my shoulder. So those who are wheelchair bound because they are amputees or who don't have arms, I'm glad to feel that pain. It may not be pleasant, but you know what? I am grateful for it, because that means I have those body parts. They are working. They are functioning. I'm grateful for my family and my friends. I'm grateful for those that are closer to me than others and who pour into me. I had a conversation with someone, and I was saying how I was pouring from an empty cup, and I've been pouring from an empty cup, and yet my cup remained empty because I wasn't being poured into. So I'm grateful realizing that.
That's very important.
I'm grateful for realizing that and now taking action on that, because I would have continuously been pouring, you know, ta-da, everybody get to drink, everybody good, and I'm still where I am. So I'm grateful that you know, I learned that, and I learned that now, and I learned it where now I can take action and make myself better, and make myself better for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my talent. Not many people can sit and write something immediately, or it's whatever. So I thank you for my God-given talent that I have. One of them is not singing, but that's okay. When I'm by myself, I sing my heart out. So, yeah, those are some of the things I'm grateful for. Oh, I'm grateful for my niece. She allows me to use her car, so I don't have to take the train or the bus to and from work, because I might not have had a job, because I probably would have resigned, because I don't want to be on public transportation ever since 2020. Ever since 2020. It's too much for me, and I always tend to have issues on the train from people than me, or I'm getting into arguments or getting into fights, but that's neither here nor there. Moving right along. What made you laugh or smile recently? In the group, a young lady put dinner with an acquaintance at her house with her family. It was crazy, like cray-cray, with the kids and three dogs. However, it was fabulous, fantastic, chaotic, and the laughter never stopped. So, Dee Smith, what made you laugh or smile recently? Dee, did we lose
Hello?
You again?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, baby?
Yes, what happened?
My bad.
I said, what made you laugh or smile recently?
What makes me laugh and smile recently? I make myself laugh and smile a lot. To be honest with you, like, because I'm pretty silly. I'm very silly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be in my own head. I make my own jokes. You know, I look at scenarios and I think of silly shit. You know, sometimes things will happen. And, you know, I'll think of a silly scenario. Sometimes I'll think of silly skits. Sometimes, I'm always looking to smile and laugh, because that's just a really easy way of generating good energy within yourself without relying on anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real easy for you to just look at something in your head and be as silly as you want to be with it, just to make yourself laugh. Just so that you can create that energy in yourself. Like, sometimes you may not want to smile. You just may not want to. But if you can find a way to make yourself laugh, you know, even if it's, no matter how silly it is, you can find a way to make yourself crack a smile. It'll do so much for you in that mood. You know what I'm saying? It'll give you a ladder for you to kind of start climbing out of that negative spot. It'll at least crack a window open for you in that negative space. You know what I'm saying? So I make myself laugh often. And then when I'm with my brothers, we all just as silly as hell anyway. And then when I get with my cousins, we just as silly. When I'm with my mom, we just as silly. So it's like, you know, I want to have that good energy around me. And that's what I use to keep me, you know, from getting negative, keep me out the negative space. You know, so I make myself laugh as much as I can.
I feel you on that, because I make myself laugh and smile for the most part every day. And I do that just by singing. Just by singing. Because I be cracking myself up. I'm like, Lord, you know I can't sing. But I'll hit every note in whatever note I want to hit it in. You know, that works for me. And also, I reminisce a lot about my deceased family members, like some of the things they've done or some of the things they have said. And sometimes I'm bowled over laughing like it just happened yesterday, and this happened years and years and years ago. But one of the popular things that I laugh about, my niece and I, we laughed about it today. My cousin has this thing where she's always like, turn up, and every time she say that. She does this dance that my sister would do, and then she shrugs her shoulders, and then she'll smile and show her dimples. But then her husband is like, oh, so you want to turn up? So now we have to turn up. I don't care if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody getting ready to go to bed. Stop. We turning up. Why? Because my cousin decides turn up at this particular time. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. She come with some damn turn up. We all get in trouble. And I'm like, no, no, no. That's just for her. And she said, stop talking about me. No. Talk about you in front of your back. So that makes me laugh all the time. All the time. So that's the joke. And when we try, and when we're all together and we say turn up, we have to make sure my other cousin is nowhere around, because if he hear it, it's automatic. We're doing something. And I'm like, damn. And there's no hiding. So that's something that I actually enjoy, you know, with the calling out of turn up, because it's fun. So that makes me laugh and smile all the time. Okay. What's something you've learned recently that has improved your life? Well, young lady puts to fight for your health needs. A gentleman, what the sex therapist said, and financial literacy, brokerage account, mutual funds, investments. I have always heard those terms, but now I have invested in both. Another young lady, sleep matters. D. Smith said, protect my time, space, and energy. And that's two of the key things he always talk about. If you ever hear him talk, he always talks about his time, his space, and his energy. And a young lady put, no matter the relationship with your parent, they will need you. Help them. You will learn a lot and be blessed more than you. D. Smith, would you like to elaborate more on what's something you've learned recently that has improved your life?
Well, I said protect your time, space, and energy. And I really do mean that. Like, y'all hear me talk about that all the time, because those are really the only resources that you have. But your time, space, and energy, that's your existence. That's your existence on this planet. Any dead person, when you remember them, the only thing you can remember about them is their time, their space, and their energy. The space they occupy, the time that they occupy, and the energy that they brought to the space and time that they occupy. And when you die, that's all you have. That's really all you can give to anybody else, is your time, your space, your energy. And you're always giving it. You know, right now we're giving time, space, and energy to the show, to each other. Those of you listening in, you're giving time, space, and energy to listen. May not be much energy, but you're definitely giving time, and you're definitely giving space in your schedule. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever you're doing in your life. So we do have to be very conscious about where our time, our space, and our energy is going. Because you get around the wrong people, and you'll find yourself burning a lot of it. Just burning it. You know what I'm saying? Some people who don't know boundaries, they want to disrupt your boundaries. Some people who don't respect time, they want to disrespect your time. Some people who want to suck energy out of the room, they're looking for you. They're looking to suck your energy out. You know, people who want to take you out of your sphere, want you to turn up. People who want you to, you know, get out your character. That's part of your energy sphere. You know, people who want you to run here, and do this for them. You know, every time you turn around, they want you to do this and do that. They're taking your time. You know, you may have somebody who is crowding your space. You know, a spouse could be crowding your space. Sometimes the kids are crowding your space. Sometimes it's people who ain't got nothing to do with you that's trying to crowd your space. Your job could be crowding your space. You know, your successful business could be crowding your space. You know, your failing business could be crowding your space. You know what I'm saying? So just be aware of those things. I think being more conscious of those things day in and day out has really helped me to live minute by minute and appreciate what happens minute by minute. And also helped me ignore or to push away what's going to draw my energy away from something positive. You know, like stupid conversations or stupid people, you know.
Okay, I feel you. I feel you. LSO, what's something you've learned recently that has improved your life? Well, it's something that I keep reiterating to myself, and that no is a complete sentence. And it's okay to say no, and it's okay to say I can't, and it's okay to say enough is enough. Change your mind. Like, earlier today, I may have been gung-ho with something, but now after I sat and I pondered it, and later on tonight, I'm not as gung-ho as I thought I was earlier today. And it's okay for me not to be gung-ho. And it's okay for me to change my mind. And it's okay for me to be okay with doing so.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm learning that every day. I'm reiterating that to myself to make me a better person. Because I need to be the better person. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry. I got kicked off again. D. Smith, are you here?
I am here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Time. What's going on with this? What are they doing to you? What are they doing to you?
I have no idea. I said nothing wrong. I said
what
nothing wrong.
You?
And
you didn't say nothing wrong. Nope.
I did not. And it's hurting my heart that we're having a conversation and I'm getting pissed off. But a message did come in. It says, I'll pop it. But y'all know we got to play music. So I'm going to play a couple of songs real quick, and then we're going to come back and regroup. Wow. Okay, whatchamacallit is bugging out. Blog is bugging out because it kicked the callers off too. I'm just getting messages saying they got kicked off as well. I have no idea. That's the system. That has nothing to do with any of us. I truly apologize, but I'm going to play a couple of songs, and then when I come back, we're going to come back with how can one be thankful for hardship challenges experienced. So don't go anywhere. I'm playing about two songs, and then we'll be back.
All right.
From the East Coast down into the West Coast, up in the North, boogie down in the South, worldwide. If you ain't saying nothing with your actions, don't front and keep the name Deja Vu out your mouth. Shut your mouth. You see, we've been here, done that, small talk, never that. We focus on that number one spot. Despite the ups and downs, we coming for that crown and blowing up the R&B charts.
Somewhere, somebody
like
me. Oh, huh, yeah, it's all over the place.
About what they think they know.
Judging, no matter how hard I try, you can never face me.
Welcome back, welcome back. Ooh, we was behind the scenes chatting it up. You know, that's how we do with the Lawlessers. Those are our co-hosts, they were behind the scenes. But anyway, we left off, we asked the question, how can one be thankful for hardship, challenges, experience? Well, a young lady put, when I moved to NC in 2018, I had $20 in my bank account, no job, no place to stay. But within a few days, I had a place to stay and a job. Whenever I start feeling down about not being able to do something, I go back to where I came from February 2018 and just say thank you out loud. A gentleman, because without it, the lessons that made you who you are today wouldn't be available. I 100% understand how the idea can be harder for some than others. Young lady, make me stronger and weed out those that need not be in my life. D. Smith, sometimes those hardships slow you down enough for you to view things differently and dig into yourself. A gentleman, without test, there's no testimony. And a young lady, by telling someone how to avoid it, when you have friendships, don't do the meaningless, trivial talk and chatter. Ask questions and be real. People bullshit too much. So, Dean, how can one be thankful for hardship challenges experienced?
When you're going through it, it's very difficult to be thankful for a hard time that you're going through. So you would have to look back at things that you've been through that you now see as a benefit. And that'll help recalculate what you're going through now. So it's like if you've been through it before, you've been through it again, you can go through it again, kind of a thing. But when you're in it, like it takes you having some victories to understand that when you're in a battle, when you're in a fight, or when you're in some type of struggle, there is an end in sight. You know, this too shall pass. You know what I'm saying? This ain't going to be the first thing. This ain't going to be the last thing. You know, so when you look over your life and you see obstacles and things that you've faced and times of turmoil that you've had to engage, you can look now and say, well, shit, I'm out of that right now. You know, and these are the lessons that I got. You know, it wasn't pleasant going through it, but it wasn't pleasant not having my mom in my life. It wasn't pleasant not having my dad in my life. It wasn't pleasant, you know, doing that time in jail. It wasn't pleasant, you know, going through the divorce. It wasn't pleasant, you know, going through court. You know, so you have to find out why you go through those things. Like, everything you go through is to teach you something. Everything. So if you always go through things looking for the lesson, I think it'll help you get through some of those rough times and appreciate what you're going through when you're going through it, instead of having to wait till after you come out of it and using hindsight to say, oh, now I appreciate it. Sometimes you can appreciate the war, and appreciate how you're being shaped as you go through what you're going through, and seeing how you're changing, seeing how you have to make changes, and then accepting that and saying, okay, well, cool, this is what I need to do differently to avoid the situation next time.
Okay, I appreciate that. LSO, how can one be thankful for hardship challenges? That's very humbling. And when you humble yourself, you can see a lot more that's going on within you and also around you. And not everything is made to break you. Although you may be broken during it or in it, but it could be made to build you. But you have to identify what it was sent to do. Like Dee said, you have to learn your lesson. Now, the key is learning your lesson, but Dee made a very good point. Learn the lesson while you're to hindsight when it's done and over. Because if you learn your lesson while you're in it, you can challenge the issue head on, and you can steer the issue in a direction to make it beneficial for you. That's when you learn your lesson as you're going through the situation, as opposed to learning it in hindsight. So what from 2022 do you feel most grateful for? The young lady put my life and my children pen and paper. Gentlemen, being alive after a 41-day hospitalization. Gentlemen, living in my friends and family who are here to live life with me. A young lady living and another young lady put butterflies. So D. Smith, What from 2022 do you feel most grateful for?
I'm gonna have to go back to clarity again, because I'm grateful for being able to see really mean to me in my life. You know, I'm very grateful to be able to look at people in my life and know why they're there and know their purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've said this before. I judge people. And I'm probably only one of the few people in the world who actually would say that out loud and not worry about the backlash. Because a lot of people say, oh, I don't judge nobody. I don't judge people. I just let people know you. That's bullshit. We all judge people. That's how we live. That's how we make it through the world. We make judgments about people. And part of the judgments that I make about people is what value are they in my life? And everybody's not the same value.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't have to be the same value. Your life is filled with different people that you've met along the way of your journey. Some of them have stuck. Some of them, you know, haven't. But it's your job to recognize what these people bring to your life, because that's part of your that's your story. You know, who's gravitated in your life, who's been able to stay, and who's been kicked out of your life, who's been blocked from your life. What kind of people do you have in and around you? All of that is based on judgment. All of that is based on judging people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful in 2022 for having the clarity to be able to analyze the different relationships that I have with people and being able to recognize those relationships that are really, really valuable to me. You know, like the relationship between me and you. It's very valuable to me because it started out of pure authenticity. You know, I didn't put a gun to your head. You ain't put a gun to my head. You ain't paid me under the table. I ain't paid you under the table. It's been very mutual, and it's been very simple, you know. And the way we met and the fact that we're still rocking with each other, that's important to me. That says something. You know, I've learned a lot from you. I think you learned a couple things from me, maybe one or two things.
I've got some things under my belt.
Yeah, but I value that relationship, you know what I'm saying? And how it allows me to get with you and work towards something, but also I get to voice my opinion. I get to use my voice. You know, I get to, you know, kind of share some of the things that I've been through in hopes that maybe somebody else can benefit. So, you know, you've given me avenues to learn. You've given me avenues to teach. You've given me avenues to build and meet other people, you know what I'm saying? So, that's valuable, you know. So I thank God for the clarity to be able to say, you know, and know the people around me and why they're there, and to recognize the people that ain't around me no more and exactly why they're not there. Like, I don't have to confuse
that part.
Nothing. I ain't got to confuse nothing. If I mess with you, I know exactly why I mess with you, and if I don't mess with you, I know exactly why I don't. You know, ain't no phony around. No, I'm grateful
drop
for that.
The mic has been dropped.
You know.
Okay, LSO, what from 2022 do you feel most grateful for? Well, most recently, I'm grateful that I just dropped a new book called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Myself to Me. I think that's the title. I have so many things boggled in my head right now. But that book, it stemmed from a conversation we were having on the show one Monday evening. And from that, I took what I learned on the show, and I changed the narrative and took it into a different direction. And I woke up one morning, actually it was a Sunday morning, and I was like, I want to turn this into a book. And I changed the whole narrative, because whereas it was for getting to know someone in the dating realm, I changed it into getting to know yourself. Now, this book is a reflection. And in writing it, it was very quick. It took me about 3 hours to write the whole book and put it together and everything. And in writing it, I had to be very transparent with myself. So I, in turn, forced myself out of myself and put it in writing. And for me to see from the inside looking out, as opposed to when I look in the mirror and I see my reflection, others may see as well. Not that what others may see, if good, bad, or indifferent, or if it'll make a difference, it'll just, it's for me. So if you don't have the book, you need to get the book so you can see exactly what it is I'm talking about. Then you can get to know you. A message came in and says, how do you get to know yourself? Easy. The same way time changes, it changes from seconds to minutes to hours to days to weeks, months, years. We have to change with that, and the way that we change is we evolve. So you need to learn yourself so you'll know how to evolve, how to adapt, how to fit in, how to make do. And sometimes we tend to get lost in everybody's everything, and now we are lost in everybody's everything, and we don't know where we are because we're too busy. Our hand is over here in this pot, is over here in that pot, is doing this over there and doing that. And then when it comes time, you're like, oh, okay, well, then you have to realize, what's my favorite color? Or when the last I've been out, what is it that I like to do? I've been doing X, Y, and Z that I don't even know what I like to do anymore. I don't even know how to dance anymore because I've been two-stepping to somebody else's beat all this time. So I don't even know how to two-step or break dance to my own rhythm. So that's how you get to know yourself. Reinvent yourself. You can reinvent yourself 10 times a day. Why? Because
reinvent,
you deserve.
Good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. Because there's so much out there for each and every one of us. But sometimes things fall into your lap, whereas other times you have to go out and get it. And my thing now is if I think it, I can do it. Because why would that thought or why would that vision be given to me if I couldn't achieve it? Or where did that vision come from? Came from somewhere. And if I voiced it, that means I'm capable of possibly doing it if that's what I want to do. Another question said, why? If you're constantly changing, do you really know yourself? Yeah, you do know yourself. You know that you need to grow, and you know that you need to evolve in this world. Nothing stays the same. Like Dee Smith and we were talking, I think it was yesterday, I was like, we went from rotary phones to now having cell phones in our pockets. You know, the rotary phone that hung up on the kitchen wall with the 100-foot cord that went through every room in the house, and it gets tangled up so tight and you got to pull it out and all that other stuff, to now having portable phones that we walk around with, and we're in a different state with our phones. Now, had you stayed the same, you would still be living in rotary. You wouldn't be able to travel and get that same phone call.
Right.
Because rotaries don't travel. Rotaries only travel within the space as the length of the cord.
Right.
So.
Yeah, if you took the bathroom, it was about as far as it went.
Right. So you have to constantly change. And you have to change to fit in. And when I say change to fit in, it's not saying that, oh, well, you need to fit in this space. You need to adapt to the world, to live. You have to change. If you don't, you're going to be left. And then there's nothing for you to do in that space that you're stuck in because you're going to be obsolete. So by default, you have to. by default,
yep.
Because there's nothing else left to do. Nothing else left to do. We're going to get in one more question real quick before we begin to close out. How does gratitude lead to success? A gentleman put, it can open doors because you'll be able to disarm people. So, D. Smith, how does gratitude lead to success?
I think, you know, you heard the saying, have an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm speaking from experience too. When I be talking my shit, I be speaking from experience. You know,
I've read books.
You know, I listen to different platforms, but they've all kind of confirmed parts of the journey that I kind of came to my own realization about. And that's why I started listening to a lot of the things that I listen to. And one of the things that I had to learn is how to be more grateful in the moment, you know, how to extend my happiness, how to extend joy. And one of the ways you can extend your joy and extend your happiness is by being grateful in the moment, you know what I'm saying? And by being grateful for shit, everything. Like when I come home, when I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful that I woke up. When I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful that I can wake up in my room. I'm in my bed. You know, I'm pulling covers off of me. I'm moving pillows and shit around. There's somebody out here who had to sleep under a damn bridge. You know, there's somebody that's sleeping in a doorway. You know, so I'm grateful immediately when I wake up. You know, when I get to put my legs on the ground, I'm grateful that I'm stepping out of my bed in my place on the ground with my legs that are working and functioning. I'm not in the hospital room. I'm not in the hospital bed. I'm not even in the hospital. You know, it's somebody in a hospital right now looking out the window wishing they can walk outside like the rest of the people. It's somebody in a hospital bed right now wishing they could be outside on the phone talking to LSO on the LSO Treat Show. But they're in the hospital bed. You know what I'm saying? So being grateful and having gratitude really does recalibrate things for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to extend your happiness and extend your joy by just being grateful for all the things that you have going for you. You know, if you got clothes to put on, be grateful. Somebody don't got clothes. If you got food to eat, be grateful. Somebody really don't have food. Like, we take it for granted. You know, if you got a car to drive, there's somebody who don't have a fucking car right now. You know, if you have a place to stay, somebody homeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are married and you got somebody that loves you, there is somebody out here who is single and yearning for somebody to smell their dirty drawers and not complain, yearning for there to be somebody to walk into the room, they're yearning for another presence in their home or in their apartment or in their life, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be grateful for a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend if you have that. You know, if you got family and friends that love and care about you, that'll call and check in on you, you know what I'm saying, that'll frequent you, that you'll see this weekend, and you'll talk to them the next day, be grateful. If you got friends that's been friends with you for 30 years, be fucking grateful. It's somebody out here who don't trust nobody around them. Nobody. They can't, they trying to make friends, but they can't because they literally can't trust no fucking body. Be grateful. Do you have gratitude? You know what I'm saying? Like, look for shit to be thankful for. If you look for shit to be thankful for, you'll find yourself being happy for no reason. Well, it'll be a reason, but find yourself being happy more for less. You'll be thankful for
absolutely
the little things.
I totally agree with you. So, LSO, how does gratitude lead to success? Gratitude opens up so many more doors for you because when you can appreciate what you have in that moment, that means you're able to tolerate that. And now you're ready to move on to the next level. If you can't appreciate the pair of sneakers that you just got, why would I go out and buy you 10 more pairs of sneakers? For you to disregard them and throw them away and do whatever to them. So appreciate everything along the way. Show gratitude for it. Take nothing for granted, because the things that we tend to take for granted, a lot of people are yearning for. And something as simple as family, a relationship, a job, money in the bank, not just in the pocket, money in the bank, a warm meal. These are things we mm-hmm. take for granted, and these are things we have at our disposal. And we just yes. run through it like, you know, we're supposed to have it. No, we're not supposed to have it. It's just that we are blessed enough to have it. So don't take it for granted. Appreciate it, enjoy it, and spread the love when you do have it. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to bring us to the end of our show for this evening. Of course, we always have a lovely time, and I so enjoy D. Smith riding out with me as we ride out together, and we bring all these great conversations, and we appreciate Nasia coming on. She dropped her new single, and she dropped it on the LSO Treat Show, and we also took her virginity in her first interview. So thank you, and yeah. thank you for all those who text in. Our lawlesses, y'all be doing it. Without y'all, there's no us. I tell you that all the time, and I seriously mean it. Yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday, so if someone wants to go out, just let me know, and we can go out. Again, happy 9th publishversary to Taste and Treats. November 18th marked 9 years. That's what made me the published author. That's my baby. That's my birth. Taste and Treats birth LSO being a published author. And I also share that date with J-Mac from JJNR718 and also Virtuous Eatery. That's his birthday as well. So, you know, that's kind of special for me. Also, happy birthday to LaWanda, Carol, Aunt B, Derek Brown, Kelly Jones, Tiana, Brooklyn Egg, Candy, Will Obie, and Dez. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. I hope each and every one of you have a great day. Message came and says, grateful for life. Be being above ground and is such a blessing. Good night. Good night. Thank you so much. Yes, people take that for granted, and we need not. Condolences to everyone who may have lost someone along the way, and condolences to the families of the young lady who was killed over in Mexico, and to the LGBTQ was it in Chicago or where exactly was it, where the people were killed senselessly? People, stop. We have to do better. We have to do better. And again, congratulations to LSO on dropping, looking into the mirror, introduce himself to me. So don't forget to call us or tell us, inbox us, or whatever the case may be, to let us know when your birthday or a special occasion or anything, to let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show as well. D. Smith, what would you like to say?
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. We really appreciate you guys. Love you, LSO. You're my girl. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all tune in next week, same time, 7 p.m. Central. Well, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have another great show for you guys. In the meantime, make sure you check me out on Shop Talk 7. I will be in the building. We'll be in the building with my guy Mediamonics every Tuesday and Friday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. So make sure you check me out there. And also check me out on IG Thursdays at 7 p.m. GTD.5, okay, to get this D.5 live show where I just go live on IG every Thursday with a thought or something else going on in my head. So make sure you chop it up with me there as well, all right? And also check me out on Facebook at getthis_D and also at getthisD with D. Smith on Facebook, okay? And check me out on IG at getthis_D.
There you go. So all y'all, ooh, excuse me, I have the hiccups, who's loving up on the D, check him out. He has some good things going on. So there you go.
Loving up on
now
him.
You can follow him. He be dropping D.
Loving up on
Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into LawlessRadio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, like, for instance, Synasia Tonight, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. You can also make comments in the group, and sometimes they do reach back out to you. Let's support one another or patronize each other. Order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats, and also on TikTok at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any of the four books LSO have, you must come directly through my website to get it. But the first two books, Taste and Treats and Erotic Playground, is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu. Don't forget, you know, D said you can follow him on Facebook at D Smith, period. Period is spelled out. And on IG, I get this underscore D. As always, we enjoy riding out with each and every one of you. And we enjoy the messages, the call-ins, the text messages, the inbox messages. We greatly appreciate it. We can't do the show without you. And each and every week, we're going to bring you something different. And feel free to chime in the group, as well as listen in and hear your answers, and or call in and tell us what your answers is. We enjoy talking to each and every one of you because you make the show. We don't do this by ourselves. We do it collaboratively, and voila, bam, you have the show. Tonight's topic was thankful in all things, and gratitude goes a long way. For those who are traveling for the holiday, please be safe. Make sure, you know, you check the tire pressures, the oil, windshield wiper fluid, all the little things that you take for granted. Those, when you're about to get on the road, be sure to do that. You have safe travels with family and friends. And remember to be grateful for that, because there are some who's going to be alone this holiday season for whatever the reason, whether they choose to be or by default, this is what's happening to them. So do not take it for granted that you get to spend time with family and friends. Each and every day is a gift to each and every one of us, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. My cousin tells me all the time, live in the moment, and I have been doing just that. Elevate yourself. Know that you are worthy, you are great, you are strong, you are needed, you are loved. LSO and D. Smith would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and hanging out with us. Y'all could have been anywhere else, but you know what? You was here with us, and we greatly appreciate it. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey, hashtag love yourself organically, hashtag I deserve, hashtag I am. D. Smith, what is your hashtag? D, where are you?
I'm here, babe. I'm sorry about that. I had to wait for a second. I'm here.
Okay, what's your hashtag?
Hashtag get this underscore D. Hashtag love yourself. Hashtag protect your space, time, and energy.
Love yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.